Okay, we're on Chof Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, by the Gemara. So, B'Kodesh, my timer low. Okay, in Kodesh, why not? We're referring to the first case. In the first case of the Mishnah, yeah, we said you can't toivel one kli inside of another kli. B'Kodesh. So why not? So, Amar Rebbe Ilah, says Rebbe Ilah, Mipnei, because shekvedoi shel kli, because of the weight of the kli, meaning the inner kli, choitzeit, it creates a chetzitza. The inner kli weighs down on the outer kli, and the water doesn't get in between the place where they're touching, and it's a chetzitza, and it won't work. Okay, that's Rabbi Ela's shita, which we're going to speak about. Vaha asked the Gemara Kasha, vaha midasefa. From one of the latter cases in the Mishnah, Mishum Chetzitza is also because of Chetzitza. So, Reisha Lab Mishum Chetzitza. So, we can assume that this Reisha, meaning this first case over here, is not because of Chetzitza. Big Tani, what's the case later in the Mishnah that's Chetzitza? Big Tani Sefer. Veloi Kemidas HaKodesh Midas HaTruma. Okay, the measures of Kodesh are not like that of Truma. Shubha Kodesh, in Kodesh, Matir, you would be required to untie the knots, Mangiv, and also dry off the residual, the water that was left upon the item, Matzbil, and then put it in the mikvah. Va'achachach Kosher, and then afterwards, you would tie, you can retie it up. And that, the Gemara's understanding that's for sure because of Chetzitza over there. Uba Truma, Kosher, and Truma, you're allowed to leave it tied up. And then you can toivel it even while it's tied. So anyway, so that's the end of the kasha. So what's going on? We see over here that case 5, the fifth case mentioned in the Mishnah, because of chetzitza. So we can assume case 1 is not because of chetzitza. Kasha and Rabbi Elah. Answer the Gemara. Reisha v'seifa mishum chetzitza. No. The first case, case 1, and case 5 are both because of chetzitza. The tzuricha. And you need to teach both cases. The Ashmeinan, if you would have taught us the Reisha, the first case, Hava Amina, I would have said, Hainu Taima. That is the reason, Dele Kodesh, Lo, for Kodesh, you're not allowed to do it, Mishum Kvedu Shakli, the Ika, because of the weight of the vessel that there is. Right, which we can understand, that's a problem of a Chetzitza, there's no water going to get in between there. Aval Sefer, in the other safe, in the Sefer, in the fifth case, the Laker Kavedus of Kli, there's no, you know, secondary Kli weighing down on something else, it's just one garment. So, Eimel Lekodesh, I would tell you, Lekodesh, Namiloi, Evi Chetzitza. It wouldn't even be a Chetzitza. So, if you're only to talk case one, you wouldn't know case five. I'm going to go the other way now. And if you would have taught us case 5, which is tied up, Habramina, I would have said, behind the timer, the reason that it's the Kodesh Loi, because of Kodesh you're not allowed to do it, why? Mishum, the Kitra. Kitra means tied in Aramaic, because it's tied. Yeah, the Bach gets rid of the word Bamaya over here. So as soon as it's tied, the Kitra, a Haduki, right? Mihadik, mean it's very tight. Right, so something's very tight that the water can't get in. Of Al Reisha, for the Reisha, the case one of the two Kalim, the Maya, there's water over there. Akfui Makfu, that means it will make it float. Right, the inner vessel is going to float and it's going to really, you know, take a bit of pressure off and the water will be able to get in between. Le lamana, to the lamana, lamana means the vessel. Le mana is a vessel. Loi hevi a chetzitza. It would not be a chetzitza. In case one, tzricha. So that's why you need case one and case five. If you don't take talk one, you would know five, and if you don't talk five, you would not know one. Okay, and this is going back to the person who mentioned, right? This, Rebbe Elah Latime. He's going according to his reasoning. The Amar Rebbe Elah, it says Rebbe Elah, Amar Rebbe Chanina, in the name of Rebbe Chanina, Bar Papa, Esa Ma'ailois Shanu Kam. There are 10 higher standards for Kodesh, Chumras, for Kodesh, with regards to Truma over here. So, because basically, what we've done, we've basically said case 1 and 5 are halachically, they boil down to the same thing. They're both because of Chatzitza. So even though there are like 11 situations mentioned in the Mishnah, so that's it, there's 10 halachic ramifications to that. So, right, so this is going to, so let's speak it out. So, this is a statement of Rabbi Elah. Chamesh Rishonos, the first five cases, pertain to Bein Lakodesh, these higher requirements, the Chumras, would to Kodesh, Bein Lakodesh, or whether also would also pertain to Bein Lechulin, also to Chulin Shana'asu Al Taras Kodesh, also to people who were careful with the Chulin to relate to it as Kodesh, something called simulated Kodesh. Both of these milas would apply. All of these milas, the first five would apply. So simulated Chulin, the first five would apply. Achronos, the latter five, apply. Lekodesh, to real Kodesh, aval lo lechulin, not to chulin, shenasu al taras kodesh, that are made, right, the chulin that are related to as Kodesh, they would not apply. Okay, so what's the difference? Ask the Gemara, my time, but why is it in the Reisha that we're concerned even on simulated Kodesh as well? So answers the Gemara, Chamish Kamaisen, the first five cases, the islahu drora the tuma. So over here we translate in Rashi translates the islahu means there is to them drora. Drora means is chashash. There's a concern. The tuma midaraisa gozra bahu rabbanan. The rabbanan made a gezera. Whether bein lekodesh, or bein lechulin shenasu al taras kodesh, and also to the simulated kodesh. So basraisa, right, means the latter ones, right? Lashon the last five. Deleis lehu drora the tuma midaraisa. They don't have drora again. They don't have a chashash, concern. Of Tuma Midaraisa, meaning it's like all artificial created Midarabonon, meaning they're just, it's like a Chumra Midarabonon, and it may not lead to being transgressing Midaraisa. Gozra Bahu Rabonon, Lakodesh, the Rabonon over there only required you to be Machmir in these Milois with regards to actual Kodesh. Yeah, however, Lechulin Shanaas Altaras Kodesh, Lo Gozra Bahu Rabonon, they didn't make a gezeira on that. Okay, Rashi over here explains, if you see Rashi of Drora, the Tuma Deraisa, explains why the first five can come to a Deraisa. Okay, so I'm not going to go through that. If you want to go through that, you can go through that. If you want me to go through the next time, you can let me know, but I'm not going to do that right now. Okay, stop here.